The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality has a new director. It's Todd Parfit. He's the agency's former deputy director. He took over after former director John Cora retired. Parfit has spent about 20 years with the DEQ and also worked for an environmental consulting company in Ohio. Wyoming Public Radio's Willow Belden spoke with Parfit about his plans for tackling some of the environmental issues facing the state.
I wanted to talk about the ozone problems that are happening in Sublette County. And of course, as many of our listeners know, a type of smog called ozone has formed there, which in some cases has spiked so high that it violated federal air quality standards, seems to be coming from the oil and gas industry. And of course, this year, a task force of citizens and community leaders and industry reps got together and made recommendations about what to do and basically recommended some tougher regulations for industry in the area. Is DEQ going to adopt those recommendations?
Well, at this point, my understanding is that those recommendations are currently under review by our Air Quality Division. And at some point here, I'll be meeting with the Air Quality Division and having discussions about what their thoughts are on these recommendations. And I think we'll be getting back with the task force on our review of those recommendations. But I don't have a having not seen those recommendations myself at this point, that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Of course, another hot-button issue these days is Pavilion, with the groundwater contamination there possibly linked to fracking. What will the state do beyond the current response of, figuring out how to provide drinking water to residents?
Yeah, well, and you bring up the drinking water, and I think that's a real key to this, is making sure that the residents in the area do have good supply of drinking water and water for other uses. Beyond that, I think the important thing is that right now we're in the process of evaluating the new data that's come in from the additional work that EPA has conducted, as well as the U.S. Geological Survey. And the important thing is that we make sure that we have good science and have agreement on the interpretation and the correct interpretation of the data, and make sure we have comprehensive data so we can make sound decisions.
If you do determine that the water contamination came from fracking, what would our new laws offer that would offer additional protection for landowners?
Well, at this point, I don't want to speculate as to what the results will or will not show. And I think once we have all of the analysis done and have seen the results and can agree on what the correct interpretation is, then I think we can start to look at how to move forward with whatever the science tells us.
Last month, we reported on a bunch of new oil wells that are going in Converse County up near Douglas, many of which are very close to people's homes. And residents up there are concerned that there may not be enough oversight, that the fracking and the flaring could potentially result in environmental or health problems. How will DEQ ensure that those areas and other areas where new energy development is happening, that those areas don't become another Pinedale or another Pavilion?
One of the things that I've done here in the first week here is had conversations with at least one of the residents up in that area, had conversations with the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, and I think the key is to have that open communication between the agencies, with the community, and with the regulated community as well, the oil and gas producers, and identify those areas where there are concerns and identify what regulations we might have in place that address those particular issues.
Do you see any need for additional regulations or additional air quality or water quality monitoring in areas where there's a lot of new development?
Well, we have an air quality monitoring network throughout the state, and as part of that air quality monitoring effort, in recent years, we have done some assessments in Converse County or in and around Converse County and determined that the national ambient air quality standards were being met. And the reason we do this study, which we do every 5 years, is to determine where we can place the monitoring network that we have in place. We have, I think, roughly 35 air quality monitoring stations throughout the state. One of the things that we will be doing is continuing to look at areas that may warrant placement of monitoring systems. That's something that I will be having a conversation with our air quality division with here in the near term.
This next question came in from a listener, actually, and has to do with Sinclair Oil, which, of course, Sinclair has been in the news a lot, both because they've had some fires and explosions, but also because the EPA has fined them for violating the Clean Air Act. Any chance that the state will become more aggressive in monitoring and penalizing companies like Sinclair that violate environmental standards?
Well, you know, I think we'll be as aggressive as our laws allow, but I think the key is that we follow the results of some of these investigations, working with Sinclair to make sure that they understand where they might not be meeting compliance with their air emissions, and working with them to get them back into compliance.
All right. Well, Todd Parfait, new head of the DEQ, thanks so much for visiting with us.
Well, thank you, Willow.